This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to Hurricane Hotline here on WQAM. We have Miami and Georgia Tech coming up here at 7 o'clock. You can catch the game right here. Joe Zagacki, myself, will have it for you. But first, it is time to talk some football here on this edition of Hurricane Hotline. We'll kick things off with the head coach, Mario Cristobal. He joined Joe Rose earlier this week at the first day of Cane's spring practice.
A lot of good things going on and some really good recruiting classes that I think we're all looking forward to watching. The development is now. I bring in Mario Cristobal with all the good stuff, man, after everything. I just think what's taking place with the combine and everything right now with all the University of Miami guys getting after it has been great.
Good morning, Joe.
Yeah, I got ahead of myself. Sorry about that, Mario. How you doing?
We're going to test you today. Vertical, broad jump, 40, the whole bit.
I can help you. 7'6" in the 40, 2-inch credit card jump underneath for the standing high jump. That should really
short
get
short yards and goal line. There's
yeah, oh, no, I get
that, right?
Knocked back and be on IR. You wouldn't want that. That wouldn't work. Hey, so here we go. Mm-hmm. And so much to talk about. The health of Carson Beck, to start with, coming. I know it's getting close with the elbow, expect him here for spring, or just get ready for the summer camp?
No, we expect some type of action towards the latter part of spring ball. You know, we've had 7 weeks of off-season training, conditioning, lifting and whatnot. So it's a little bit more than the usual. It's been good for our team. Guys like that are on the mend actually get an extra week as well. So we do expect something, you know, be able to do some things. We're already able to hand the football off and stuff like that and go through the motions, but actually slinging it will take a couple more weeks and we'll see where we're at.
Before we get into everything, I threw out some numbers there. You told me when you got here, just a little patient. We're going to get this thing flipped around and it's starting to look like your vision.
You know, it's where every year we get better and better and closer and closer. We always thought that your combine results, your draft results are directly proportional to your season success, right? The more NFL caliber players you have, the more you develop your schemes, the more you develop as a program, and the more you attract great players. And that'll be reflected in the season. So more and more progress. Excited about the guys that are in the program now that have been here too, and now it's our first class is going on their third year, to put in perspective. They're true juniors or redshirt sophomores. So it's taken more and more of the type of face and look of what we always envisioned. So it's full throttle, right? We're in the middle of both spring football and spring recruiting because the contact period does open up today. So you'll see a ton of not only really good football players on the field today, you'll see a lot of prospects on the sideline.
Wow. Okay, so got to start with Cam Ward because all of a sudden Cam Ward is of the story of the National Football League. Unbelievable. From Washington State, got his grade in the NFL. Didn't like where he thought he was going to get drafted, wherever that was going to be. Says, Mario, I'm coming, and now has the greatest year in the history of University of Miami football, passing, throwing the ball, and now he could be the first overall pick. Any vision of that when you got him for a year. And you've been saying nice things about him. I'm sure every NFL team's at. What do you tell NFL teams about Cam Ward on this big debate on just how good he is and if he should be the first overall pick?
Well, you tell them the truth. I mean, it's no different than talking about some of the other guys we've had in the past. The guy changes things, and he changes and affects the people around him. His impact is strong. He certainly has elevated the profile of our university and our program to where it's all of a sudden the viewership is back to the tops in the conference, right? And it was a perfect combination. I mean, he spent most of his career earlier running for his life, right? And he was playing from behind. Offensive line-wise, there were some issues, you know, which caused some turnovers or whatnot. Now you couple a guy like that with a really good offensive line and some skilled players, and all of a sudden everything takes off, his career and the people around them as well. So, again, it's another indication of the pieces coming together and how it all fits, right? And certainly Cam is one of one. His leadership capabilities, his alpha mentality and demeanor, he is going to lead a franchise to a championship. So we're excited for him and his future.
All right, so defensively, got some new coaches that we're going to get a chance to see Corey Heatherman take over the defense. Damian Lewis is back with you. And then the secondary, a couple of new coaches as well, and a lot of new players in the transfer, as well as a class that you recruited.
Yeah, it's some four straight alpha dogs in the guys that we hired. I mean, very reminiscent of, you know, I was here as a graduate assistant when I went and picked up Greg Schiano at the airport for his interview. He was a Nichols coach for the Chicago Bears. And Coach Heatherman was, you know, not only was he a coordinator at JMU, he also coached with Coach Schiano up at Rutgers. And he really plays to the strengths of his roster. And he's a guy that galvanizes people. And he brings the right kind of edge, the one that involves teaching, the one that involves connecting. And he involves his staff a bunch. And he has really good answers, right? The strengths of our team are found right now in the front seven. We loaded up on the back end as well, so we could do things on the back end from a multiplicity standpoint that are really going to help us. Very versatile back there. So Coach Heatherman, Coach Damian Lewis, I mean, he coaches like he played, just flat-out dog.
Right.
And then you look at a guy like Will Harris, who I had the benefit of watching out on the West Coast, phenomenal secondary coach, great player at USC, as well as Coach Etheridge, who was a great player at Auburn and who just did some unbelievable stuff in terms of recruiting, in terms of developing players. He just, again, the guys that we feel could make an impact because they get it as it relates to work. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, we grind. We love to grind. There's no bitching. There's no moaning. These guys get after it. They know the expectation, and they recognize the caliber of football that Miami is starting to play.
Would you like to see things more simplified in the secondary, more aggressive? Constantly, obviously, you want everybody on the same page, all 11 guys, so you don't have mental breakdowns and stuff. But what would you like to see improve? What part of it?
Well, the simplicity lies in the form of communication and alignment. Okay. It's that. I mean, if you look at us, it wasn't until one particular game where people ran by us. It was more they were running around us or confusing us. And that comes in the form of recognition and communication.
Right.
And instead of practicing against plays, I think what you're going to see Coach Heatherman do is really practice our scheme and the answers that we have within our scheme, and also what are the deficiencies of each call, right? Because it gives you a chance to rally to the football and get somebody on the ground, which I think we were lacking in. And I think what you're going to see today also, you're going to see 11 hats run to the ball because that's at the forefront. I mean, the ball is the program, taking it away and protecting it respectively on each side of the ball. But you're going to see a very aggressive upfield mentality and physicality in our defense.
Mario, we talk every year. I talk to you about this, and your recruiting class is, well, I got about half the guys in. You got all but one guy in here from your recruit, guys that should still be in high school that wanted to be here for spring football. And I think it was a Columbus safety, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And that's because Columbus, you can't graduate early. Your school.
Yeah, I got to go talk to them. You know what I mean? But, yeah, we've got – I mean, in college football now, every year, it's almost like you're coaching a one-year team, right? There's such turnover. It's becoming
– we talk about that. That's a radio topic, right? One-year free agency.
It's a one-year team, and then you're going to see some more turnover after spring ball all over the country. And you really don't change your style of coaching. You present every single player with the opportunity to grow, to develop technique fundamentally, as a person, within the scheme and making sure that everybody gets an opportunity to show how they can help the team win and how they can better themselves as a player. So it's full throttle in terms of connecting, and it's full throttle in terms of competing, and making sure that it's clear to everyone that spring football here is a real thing. Spring football is our opportunity to get better and more physical as a football team.
You said this when you took over and the transfer portal exploded. You said, hey, this thing's still got to be about high school recruiting. It's still got to be about high school recruiting. You said something really interesting. You said, even if I don't finish number one, if I finish number two, they can always come home and play. And you've stuck with that throughout, where people – listen, transfer portal is obviously important and very expensive, I'm sure. But – you had two great recruiting classes. I think everybody's really looking forward to seeing the growth of some of the young guys.
Without a doubt. I mean, at the end of the day, it's still going to be the lifeblood of the program, right? The way that your high school relationships and the players that you bring in. Because if you look at the teams that are continuing to push further and further into the offseason, they're very junior and senior laden, right? And you'd like for those junior and senior laden guys to have at least a strong contingent of your program to be guys that were there from the beginning. But again, the guys that, to our credit to our portal guys, the guys that have come here have had tremendous success. So
you had a great transfer portal, you would say, overall.
Without a doubt.
Grades for last year.
Absolutely. Those guys have done well. They did well in the season. They did well at the combine. They're going to get drafted. So overall, both the high school contingent and the portal contingent, they see tremendous development and success at Miami. And they see the trajectory. So for us, it's all just a positive and just keep working our tails off.
All right. Now, can I be selfish since it's my show
always
in the morning?
Yes.
I want to talk about some guys I'm really looking forward to seeing the big jump. Armando Blunt.
Without a doubt. Complete. Just you're going to love watching him play.
Yeah.
He's about 260.
Wow.
Right now. He just turned, is he 18 now or 19?
He's really young when he came in because he had like an extra year of high school if he wanted.
He's really young. He's really violent, you know, on the football field. He's very physical, very explosive. He's a guy, he's a motor that just doesn't stop. You're going to enjoy him.
Justin Scott. Everybody's been talking about it's got to be a big jump for him at defensive tackle.
305 pounds, has changed his body through the strength and conditioning program, and you're going to see a guy that now is, because of his athletic ability combined with his power, tremendous impact inside.
I don't know much because this, I got to throw this name out, but I know it heavily recruited Artavius Jones.
Monster weight room guy who is transitioning that to the football field. Got a little banged up early. Nothing bad, just soft tissue stuff. So he's coming along. He might be a little bit limited today, but towards the end of the week and after spring break, he's going to be full go.
And then Patterson at safety, who did play some last year. We were out here with you last year, and he's making plays all over the place.
We'll be limited during spring. All right, he's got an injury he's overcoming, but nothing serious. He will be ready for the end of spring ball and certainly the season.
All right, so the tight end position, wide receiver position, a lot of the top guys are pro or a couple have taken off, but that's going to be fun to watch. That's what I think spring football is for, is the development and like, hey, guys, there is a transfer portal out there, but sure would like to see what you guys can do. So it's a great evaluation for you.
Well, we saw a lot of it last year. It just so happens that the guys that were freshmen last year were sitting behind some seniors that had a lot of production and guys that waited their turn as well. You know, if you look back, I mean, it was just 3 years ago, the guys like Restrepo, Jacoby George,
right,
Elijah Royal were either injured or backing up and starting to find their way. And they were really good mentors for these young guys. But you have really explosive, young, talented players that have gotten a lot of reps. And the way we run practice in the offseason, you get a ton of reps.
Yeah, so tight end position, too, obviously important to you. You brought in through the transfer portal as well as some recruits. How much of these guys, before you get in all these positions, you've seen them last 5 or 6 weeks, they've been working out. And then this jump for spring football really is going to get some guys a chance to play in summer, won't it, when this thing kicks off?
Without a doubt. And the coaches, they have the directive. It's get everybody ready to play. Everybody's got to be capable of helping us play winning football, right? Because if you look at us last year, you know what? Going into the year, we were thin at the secondary, but we had good frontline players. And when we got banged up, it didn't show up so well, and we started doing all kinds of stuff to try to make up for it, and we got all out of whack, right? So whoever's got to go in there's got to be capable of playing because injuries are coming, right? This isn't like the NFL where you have the waiver wire and you can pick up some dude. So all in all, that's the big – I know I got off on a tangent a little bit, but that's got to be the directive of spring ball. It's – don't operate as if anything else except that there's a game on Saturday and we got to get ready for it, and pretend there's no portal to come and save you. Get the guys on the roster ready to play.
JoJo Trader. I get asked about JoJo Trader all the time. Had the great play in the bowl game for a touchdown. Part of his was injury last year, right? I nicked up a little bit, but man, what a great talent out of Chaminade.
10 pounds heavier, really a special player, special young man, and has had an awesome offseason. We expect big things, and we're going to press and push him and challenge him because of what his capabilities are. We expect JoJo to be a great player for us, and he's got to show it every day. Underrated as a blocker. They think, you know, he's not a big guy, like he's a little mosquito or something. That dude went in there and threw his body around in the bowl game.
Yeah.
He's all in all just a tremendous upside, going to be a great player.
So I got to ask you one college football question. I saw something. I see schools are canceling their spring football game because of tampering and poaching, which everybody's complaining. That's the biggest complaint I hear. I never hear you complain about any of that stuff.
Yeah, it's been going on for 125 years. I mean, it's just made public now.
Right.
You know, are you bleeping me? It's been going on forever, and it still goes on. It's going to keep going on. So for us, we're going to do spring as we regularly do. Now, will we shut it off to, like actual live footage and everything else? Yeah, if we're banged up, we may have a form of a spring. We might alter some of the things about it, but look, at the end of the day, if you don't want to be at Miami, you want to be someplace else, pretty sure I could go find somebody else that wants to be here, is going to play at a high level. So we're not going to approach it with fear or be timid about it or in any way, shape, or form. I mean, hey, if we ask our players to be alpha, we have to do the same thing as coaches. So we're with us, spring football is real and it's full throttle.
You got a quarterback. I was just thinking all the questions everybody's been asking me about, and one of them's your quarterback out of Milton, Georgia. Is it Nichols?
Mm-hmm.
How good is he? And everybody's been raving about him that saw him play. I think they played against American Heritage Plantation in a playoff game, in the warm-up game to start the season.
Yeah, that's a big battle in the locker room. They all say that if Malachi Toney was playing quarterback for Heritage,
yeah,
it might have been a different game.
But yeah.
Luke's a great player and just a very natural leader. But we're very excited about the entire quarterback room because, again, you know, I know it wasn't Emory's best performance in the bowl game, but he has shown a lot throughout his time here that he is a good player. And Judd Anderson is now, he's getting a ton of reps, and he's starting to show what he can do as well. So all in all, we're excited about the quarterback room and the future as well. You know, we certainly are tracking well with some potential prospects there for the 26 and 27 class. So I think all in all, that room and every room in the building continues to just trend upwards.
Yeah, no, with Carson Beck out, what a great opportunity for those guys to get a lot of snaps here in spring football.
Mario, yeah. And every single rep, Carson will be standing behind those guys, taking every single rep, going through all his progressions. It'll be like virtual reality football. You know, he'll do it all except actually sling the ball. So everywhere we could find and steal a cumulative rep, we're going to do that.
It's going to be fun. I know you're a little disappointed the way it ended last year, but you step back and we've had a chance now to see the seeds you've planted and things starting to grow and seeing guys play well at the East-West game. See, at the Senior Bowl was great for a lot of the guys were the talk of the thing, and then the Combine. Hell, there were some guys who should have been at the Combine that weren't there. So
just keep getting better and then learn how to finish as a program, you know, which all that stuff is you could talk about it all you want. You could show all the video. You got to work it. You got to grind at it, and you've got to instill belief and resilience in finishing.
Yeah,
and that's going to be a major part of spring ball.
You said this to us last year. I said, "Man, it looks good," and you say, "Yeah, we're not done. There's going to be some more transfer portal," and you expect the same. Then there'll be some new faces after spring.
You know, expect the unexpected. I mean, we're going to go through spring ball, see where we're at. We really love where we're at in just about most positions, and then we got to see how guys respond. And like you said, you know, you got to be able to respond if there is tampering, you know, going on outside with our players as well. And if there is, you respond to that as well by going to work, not complaining about it, just going to work.
I was going to say, so when you do hear about it, because you hear about every people around you, you got a pretty good feel for everything going on from coast to coast. With, do you pick the phone up and go, "Hey, Jerky"? I'm not doing it to you. Why are you doing it to me? Or
come to
you
the parking
just let
lot,
it go?
Man. Let's settle this.
Right.
You know.
That's what you like.
Yeah.
To do.
Not many parking lots.
I'm not coming out, Mario. That's not going to happen.
Oh man, you know what? You just never know what's real and what's not. And at the end of the day, it takes two, right?
Yeah.
And there might be outside noise and outside forces trying to. But it also takes a second person, right? So
yeah,
I don't think you don't judge that. You don't try to assess it, man. You know what? You go find better and you move on.
Yeah, exactly. Mario, thank you, man.
Thank
Spent
you, bro.
Some extra time with us.
Appreciate
really
you. Get out there and get some reps today.
All right, that was the head coach of the Hurricanes, Mario Cristobal, as spring practice underway for the Canes. We have Miami and Georgia Tech coming up here at 7 o'clock on QAM as well. We're going to take a pause when we come back. It'll be more football. Don Bailey Jr. will join us here on Hurricane Hotline.
All right, Joe Z here with a discussion on making your life easier and adding luxury to your life. And you say, well, Joe Z, how do we do that? Here's how. How about getting behind the wheel of a Williamson Cadillac? Nobody does customer service better than Ed Williamson, and of course his lovely wife Carol. Jermaine Chambers is there to get you all set up, former University of Miami wide receiver. If you need anything, ask for Reggie. And of course, the general manager, Jeff Rogers. What a team. That's the dream team right there at Williamson Cadillac. Williamson Cadillac has built a loyal client base by staying focused on the customer experience. And right now, they've got the CT4, the CT5. I'm driving the XT4. It's beautiful. The XT5, the XT6, and the new all-electric Lyriq. If you want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle, drive a new Cadillac and get it from your luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac, located on US 1 just south of the Palmetto. Williamson Cadillac, Williamson is Miami.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.